Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in through our online affiliates around the world, we appreciate you all joining as well. We have a great new release by a talented author with us today. We're excited to welcome Amy E. Reichert to our program. She's celebrating the release of her new book, The Kindred Spirits Supper Club. If you guys are just now hearing about the book, of course, we'll let you know to get your own copy, but we're also going to talk to Amy about this literary journey, what it's been like for her to share it with all of you. Amy, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus. I'm very excited.
Well, I'm always excited about Pub Weeks for our guests because I know it's an exciting time, even though we are kind of still in a worldwide pandemic and probably not the release that you would want for yourself, Amy, but the reviews are already coming in for this book. I enjoyed it as well. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to it?
It has been so meaningful to me. I have very mixed feelings about launching a book during a pandemic. On one hand, I do miss meeting readers face-to-face because there's nothing quite like having them share their experiences with me of reading my books. But at the other hand, there's something really lovely about being able to do virtual events in comfortable pants.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I was so yesterday was the launch, and it was just really lovely to see the outpouring of support, people responding to my characters and telling me how they really uplifted them, how they loved, especially the ghost in the book. Her name is Molly, who is just she's rom-com obsessed and just a lot of fun. And that meant so much to me that in this difficult time, people are finding comfort in what I write.
Yeah, and I think, too, the other thing is, and I'm glad you said that, I think, you know, it is kind of an interesting time that we're in, Amy, but one of the things that I appreciate, and I've said this to several authors and other creatives that have been able to be active during this time, is that it kind of gives us that sense of normalcy. Is that also what it does for you, too, that even though it is kind of these days, you know, it is not maybe the most ideal, but it is a way of still being able to have that connection with those who enjoy your work.
I do think it gives a little sense of normalcy. Like, the world is still turning. People are still reading books. They're still buying books, which is even more important. It has been such a joy to see reports indicating that print sales are still strong, and people found a way to get their hands on paper copies. And I think our indie bookstores are even seeing some uplift because people really don't want to see them go away.
Yeah. Such a great point. Well, this is not the first time you've been able to thrill readers, Amy. You have gotten known for, I think your book set to me do two things. One, they make us laugh and think, but I think also just appreciate the little things in life. I mean, whether we're talking about, you know, the books like Simplicity, A Fighter, and now, of course, with the Kindred Spirits Supper Club. Do you think that is kind of your connection with the audience, that you are able to create characters that are like us, and kind of take us on a ride that we kind of enjoy being on?
I love looking at it from that perspective. In fact, one of the things that really drew me, that was at the forefront of my mind when I was writing the Kindred Spirits Supper Club, was about making my characters relatable. One of the things that Sabrina does is she, as a way of connecting to the world around her, because she's very socially awkward and has anxiety, she has developed this almost absent-minded habit of doing simple acts of kindness. So it's not so much about, she's not going out to say, hey, I'm going to make this person's life better. She's actually doing it for very selfish reasons, which is when I do something nice for someone else, it makes me feel more a part of the world. That came about because in the last couple of years, we've just had a lot going on. And I, you know, sitting in your home, wherever you are, you can feel very impotent and not that you can't make a change in the world. And I really wanted to talk about how we might not be able to change things in the capital, or we might not be able to find the solution to the pandemic, but we can go out and maybe make somebody's day a little bit better, and in turn, maybe make ourselves feel a little bit better. So there are little things, little changes can ultimately add up to big impacts around the world.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I wanted to go.
Well, no, and I think you're able to achieve that. Speaking of Sabrina, I think the other thing is, I think the thing that readers, men and women, because I know I thought about this myself, is that sometimes we think we're too busy for love. We think we are, mm-hmm. we're not in a place where we want it, where we deserve it, we have time for it. And this book, like other books of yours, Amy, reminds mm-hmm. us that life can happen to us all, right? And a lot of times things happen that we are not expecting, but then there's a choice of what do you do when the opportunity is there. How much fun was that for you to play with Sabrina and also, you know, with us as readers?
I love exploring that. That is, like you pointed out, it's something I play with in all of my books about finding happiness and joy and your real home, where you are, where you didn't expect to find it. You thought it was over there, but the more you get to know the people around you, the more you interact with maybe someone special in your life that is new, you realize that home is really about the people you surround yourself and the things that you care about. And that is not usually what you expect it is.
I think that's so true. So, you know, for yourself then, what surprised you, if you could tell us or maybe even talk around it, mm-hmm. what surprised you the most about Sabrina's journey? I mean, is this the character and the story that you initially thought, or did you find that there were surprises even for you as the story evolved?
I never managed to write what I intend to write. It never works out that way. So this was, she was, when I initially started out, she didn't have anxiety. And I don't know if it was the stress of the early days of pandemic, because when I was finishing up my first draft and starting edits, it was, you know, early 2020. Mm-hmm. And I think that may have had an impact. So that really kind of surprised me. And then the more I did some research into it, it really resonated with me in ways I did not expect. And I found that we just really need to talk about the mental health issues more in the world. People don't, but when you do start bringing it up, it amazes you how many people have challenges on a daily basis, be it anxiety of some form, or maybe it's depression, maybe it's something else. So we all kind of have our own little quirks, and quite frankly, even if you don't normally have anxiety or depression, this was the year you were going to experience it. So it was, I really wanted to, I'm glad that that's where the story took me, because I think I learned a lot and has made me more empathetic towards other people who do suffer with that on a much stronger and more regular basis.
I wasn't sure you wanted to go there, but since you did, I want to ask you a follow-up to the question I asked. No, and that's why I always tell people, Amy, I see this show as a dance. I let the guests lead, and then I kind of follow because I'm notorious for talking too much about things that I like. And so I'm like, well, at least she said it. I didn't say it.
I didn't bring it up. It's all on her.
Right. But to that point, do you find, because this is what I think is so interesting, again, finding a theme in your work, you give us through fiction the comfort level to talk about mm-hmm. things that are serious in a way that's safer. Have you felt that way too?
Wow. That's a really incredible compliment. So thank you. I don't think I approach things that way. I just try, when I'm writing a story, I'm really trying to focus on who the characters are, making sure I understand what they're doing, and making sure I have on the page that same information so that the readers can understand what they're doing. So any addressing of issues that maybe are difficult to talk about is just simply a byproduct of storytelling for me. So it's not an intentional, I'm going to write a book about this important topic. It's just part of the story. And I think, I mean, not to make myself sound great, but I think that's the right way to handle those things. Because who wants to read a book where you're being preached at about some sort of topic? It's so much better when it's woven into the fabric of the story. So, yeah, it's unintentional, but I'm really glad that it seems to be coming through, because that's, could there be a better compliment? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, and I bring that up, too, because if I'm comparing it, and I referenced the book earlier because it's the last book, I have to admit, that I read of yours before this one, The Simplicity of Cider. There you dealt with family issues. And, of course, there was love and there was that. But there's also the issue of family and what, you know, and having to reconcile that and dealing with, you know, relationships. And I think that is what I think is so cool about fiction, is that we're able to – that's why I think it's so great that it can be entertaining, but I think also show us how life, again, can happen and unfold, and you can still be able to find yourself, I think, sometimes through a book like that. And I think that is a great gift, you know, that you've been given, that you're able to share. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, though, you know, on the radio, you're welcome. Either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Already having a great conversation today with Amy Reichert. She's celebrating the brand new book, The Kindred Spirit Supper Club. We're going to remind you how you can get your own copy of it and stay connected with Amy. So last thing I want to talk to you about, Amy, before we remind our audience how they can stay connected, and that is about this particular book in this respect. I asked you that question on purpose about, was this a story you wanted to write? Because I was curious if we had seen the end of her. Did you think that this was the end of these characters, or can you even tell us that? I don't know.
I don't know either. I think in all of my books, this is the one that has the most follow-up book potential. Because, gosh, I sure would love to know how Sabrina handles, now that she's accepted her family's legacy of helping the local spirits with their issues. Mm-hmm. So I think there is some potential there. Heck, I think it would make a really good Netflix series. Just putting it out there.
Oh, wow.
But I don't have any current plans to do that. I do think Sabrina and Ray's ultimate story is finished. I don't want to talk about any other people's whose stories are finished, but I also have some fun side characters in there that I wouldn't mind tiptoeing in. So as of now, there's no permanent plans.
Yeah. So I want to say this, too, about, because I loved your personality before we even began this segment, because we were having fun with the online side of the show and how she kind of keeps me on track here for the radio side here in Mississippi. But, you know, I think what is so cool about your personality, and the reason why I think readers enjoy your work, is because they feel like they've gotten to know you. Do you feel as though for you that one of the things that keeps writing fun, Amy, is that you do have people rooting for you?
I do. And I really do. Well, the stories and the characters' problems are not my problems. There is an awful lot of me in this book. And I think that this book, each story lets me get closer and closer to to people really getting who I am. And I think this book is really, it's the nerdiest of my books. And that is definitely a huge side of my personality. And I love that when people see me talk on, you know, shows like this, or they get to meet me in person, it seems to click for them, like, okay, this all makes sense now. I know this person. And I love that people can root for me and they're excited about what's coming next, because it's kind of like, hey, they like me. They really like me, and they want more.
Yeah. They do. And I'm excited to see where you take us next. I think, you know, that is going to be great. Again, everyone, Amy E. Reichert has been our guest. Make sure you guys do head over to our friends at Amazon.com or your favorite local bookstore's website to get The Kindred Spirit Supper Club. It is out now in its various forms. And, Amy, how can our audience stay connected with you?
The best way to stay connected with me is going to my website, which is amyereichert.com, and from there you can get to my Instagram, my Facebook, Twitter.
Twitter.
and there's also more information about my books, and there's a link right at the top if you would like a personalized signed copy. The only place you can order one of those is my local bookstore, which is Books and Company. And I will be going in a few times to sign book orders as they come in. So if you want, that link is on my website as well.
I love it. I love it being able to support the local bookstore again. Make sure you guys do follow Amy online. We've already tagged her on our Twitter and Facebook pages to make it easy for you guys to find her there as well. But also make sure you all visit her website. Amy, a lot of fun speaking with you today. Really appreciate the time and looking forward to having you back on the show again.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Again, another great book to add to your reading list. I hope you guys will do that, as well as, of course, find a way to be able to share the story with others as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.